This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This is CQ Roll Call's Policy Brief, the latest in policy news from the CQ Roll Call newsroom. I'm Ellen Ferguson. I've been covering a hearing today on Black farmers. Many of the participants declared it was historic, and I think in general, the witnesses, all representing Black farmers in agriculture or groups that work with Black farmers, said that they felt that they were finally being heard, and that they hope that this would mean that there's going to be a new day at USDA. Now, partly what started this is there are provisions in the latest relief bill that Congress passed. Most people know that bill as the America Rescue Plan. But within that bill, there were provisions for $4 billion to provide debt relief to socially disadvantaged farmers, which is primarily minority farmers, and the bulk of those minority farmers will probably be Black farmers. So this hearing probably hit the highlights of a number of things. It included people's personal experiences with USDA and discrimination that they said that they experienced. Also included some suggestions, recommendations to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, who also participated in the hearing. It was a virtual hearing, so everybody phoned in from different locations. But Vilsack, as is not often happens when you have an administration official, he actually remained available for follow-up questions for 4.5 hours. That's how long the hearing lasted. And I think that was to try and underscore the department's commitment to change. That's something that President Biden has talked about, equity broadly, and within USDA, it translates into working and doing more outreach with minority farmers and small farmers who oftentimes find themselves shut out or somewhat limited access to USDA programs. Shirley Sherrard, who was the Director of Rural Development in Georgia from 2009 to 2010 under the Obama administration, testified. She was forced to resign. She said today that she was fired because of a doctored or heavily edited video. It seemed to imply that she, a Black woman, had discriminated against a white farmer when she was working for another organization, not with USDA. A review of the full unedited video showed that no, she had used it as a life lesson. She had put aside what misgivings she had and had worked on behalf of the farmer. And she said that as far as she knew, she is the only person to ever have been fired at USDA for discrimination. And as it turns out, it was, she said, undocumented, an unproven claim of discrimination. So there were a number of moments like that during the hearing. The bottom line is the chairman, Representative David Scott, a Democrat from Georgia, said that he would be working on further legislation. Now, he wasn't very specific about the legislation. It was very broad. He said that it would be legislation that he hoped to get bipartisan support for that would address some of the discriminatory practices that had been outlined by the witnesses. And I think also he meant some of the discriminatory practices that have been outlined in past lawsuits against USDA, that he would be working on legislation to make sure that those practices don't happen again. And he also said that the legislation would somehow increase the number of Black farmers and also their land holdings. Of course, as I said, he wasn't very specific, so that'll be something else I'll be looking forward to and following as we go along.